Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
But let's talk about Lamont Wade Jr. Let's talk about the Giants. 9 games to go, 1 game lead on the Dodgers. And we dubbed him through a poll of our own on, I think, Tuesday or Wednesday, late game. So we're not sure. There's late night, late game. We did late night, sorry. Late night, late game, Lund ninth, all those. And Lamont Wade Jr. joins us courtesy of the UMA guest line. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Yeah, we're doing great, man. We're just having fun with this whole thing. And let me start with this. Speaking of fun, the captain and his seamen, we saw it with Kevin Gausman's tweet yesterday. That was outstanding. It would have been better after a win, but it was still outstanding and hilarious. Thank you for the laugh.
Oh, no, it was definitely a lot of fun. I mean, guys have really been having a lot of fun with the captain belt. So, I mean, for us to dress up like that yesterday was a lot of fun. Like you said, it would have been a lot better if we got the W, but after the game, everybody kind of, you know, got dressed up and had some fun with it. So it was a lot of fun.
And yesterday was just an insane day. And when we had you on the postgame the other day on TV, Sean Estes asked you if you're, you know, keeping a gauge on the Dodgers, but you were locked in. But yesterday you were hit for by Austin Slater when he hit the big three-run homer. So you had time. I know you're a good teammate. You're on the dugout bench, but you have time to meander around, maybe go back up in the clubhouse. As this was all unfolding yesterday in real time, and the Dodger game was insane, and the Giant game was even more insane, were you keeping a monitor or something to let you know what was going on with the Dodgers game, Lamont?
Honestly, still the same question today. I mean, the same answer today. I mean, no. Focused on our guys and what we got to do. I mean, as soon as I came out the game, I sat right there and watched Slater and his great AB that he had, and went out there and had to congratulate him on that great AB and trying to finish off that game. Everything that the Dodgers are doing is completely separate than us, and I feel like that's the kind of attitude that we have, and we're just trying to take it one day at a time and focus on our game plan and running off our game plans and coming up with our W's, and everything at the end of the day will fall in line.
Lamont Wade Jr. is joining us, Pop and Lund, here on the Esports Theater. They start a series in Colorado tonight, and you'll hear it right here. We are trying to tell fans, just enjoy this journey. Can you guys, in the midst of this, enjoy this? Is it fun?
Oh, it's a lot of fun. I mean, we get to come out here and compete. I mean, it's always fun to compete. So, I mean, it just makes it even more fun with this, the kind of stakes that we're trying to go after, you know? So, I mean, the guys are definitely having a lot of fun in the clubhouse. It's always loose. I feel like nothing has changed in the clubhouse from the first day I was in there until now. I mean, nothing has changed. Guys are still doing their routines and having a lot of fun doing it. So, I mean, we're just trying to take it one day at a time and just focus on what we got to do.
And you've been a part of so many big moments this year, and you did it again on Tuesday night with a base hit against Mark Melancon, and we had you on TV that night. And we've been giving you all the nicknames throughout the year, late night, late game, late innings. And then I dropped Krukos on you, the ninth, and you kind of laughed. Now, they turned your mic off, and I wanted to ask you a follow-up. So we had your mom on. We did a poll. Your mom has her choice. She told me one of your cousins is selling T-shirts. So of all these nicknames we're dubbing you, you're the one with a nickname. So you get to pick, Lamont. Which nickname do you want?
I mean, I kind of like the late night one because although the ninth is really cool too, but you know sometimes you know late night can count like maybe the seventh or the eighth, you know. So I mean, I kind of like the late night one, but like I've been saying all along, I really wish it could be all game, Lamont, you know, instead of having to wait to the end of the game to finally run off a good at-bat. But, no, it's been a lot of fun. You know, the fans are kind of enjoying it. You know, people, fans calling you. And you got to have some fun with it. I'm just happy to be able to do my part and contribute to this team. You know, I mean, I feel like we got something special going here, and I'm just trying to keep it rolling.
Lamont Wade Jr. is joining us. You know, we talk about the difference. We've talked to many pitchers over the years about the difference in the ninth inning, and they all admit that there is a difference between the eighth inning and the ninth inning. So when you are having those at-bats in the ninth inning, is there a difference, or does it just feel the same, and then it's just kind of coincidental that the numbers are what they are, or is the ninth inning different for you?
I feel like it's just coincidental. I mean, honestly, I put all my I feel like it all comes with the routine and the preparation. And like I always say, before we go up to any at-bat, I always have Donnie or JV in my ear or Dustin, and they give me the reports because a lot of these pitchers, I haven't really faced them before. So, I mean, you got to kind of rely on them. Also rely on our teammates to give me information as well. So, I mean, I feel like it's just coincidental. But you always just go up there feeling confident because of all the information that you have been given and early in the day, putting in your routine. So, I mean, I feel like no moment can be too big because you already feel like you're prepared.
And you are prepared. And the numbers, and it's not just the ninth inning. It's after the eighth inning as well. So we're talking extra innings. You've had so many big moments. You're 15 for 24 this year, .625 batting average after the eighth inning. And you have a chance to be the second-best clutch hitter in these situations with the games on the line in the last 40 years of baseball. And I know you grind for every at-bat, whether it's the first or it's the, you know, 11th or 12th inning. But there, right. To me, there's a sense of calm about you. And one incident in particular was that Darren Ruff check swing at Dodger Stadium when it's going crazy and Dave Roberts gets tossed out and you're just in your mode where you're getting in. We had your mama, Emily, on recently, and she said, you know, you got it from your dad, who's kind of stoic that way. What allows you, when everything is just going wild around you, Lamont, where you're able to lock and load on the task at hand and not get too high or too low?
I would just say, honestly, it's just trying to have fun with it, you know? I mean, and not putting too much pressure on yourself. I mean, it can either go one of two ways. Either you're going to come through or you're not. So, I mean, I feel like you just go up there with that kind of attitude and just, you know, knowing that you prepared well and you feel confident at the plate. And, you know, I feel like everything else kind of, you know, just leaves, is blocked out. I mean, it doesn't really matter what the fans are doing, what anybody else is doing. You're worried about you and the pitcher, and that's it. And I feel like that's what kind of keeps me going. And I think my mom is right. I do think I feel like I get it from my dad, as you guys can kind of see. She's all over the place at Oracle Park when she's out there. And my dad's just sitting calmly right there in the seat with his mask, two masks on. So, no, I think she's right to get it from my dad. And I feel like, you know, that's the identity of our team. I feel like anybody in those situations, nobody really gets too high or too low, and you can see it in their faces and the way that they walk up to the plate. I feel like it's not just me. I feel like it's everybody who comes up in those situations. We all have confidence that person is going to get it done.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Lamont Wade Jr. is joining us. The Giants are in Colorado after finishing up against the Padres yesterday, 9 games to go. Just in regards to the season, I'm sure you obviously you have a ton of confidence in yourself, but you come over, not a lot of people know who you are around here, and you've just had this tremendous season. You get a T-shirt day. That was really cool. I know your mom was really excited about that. I mean, just for you personally, I know it's a team game, but for you personally, how cool has this season been?
Oh, it's been really cool. It's been really special, honestly. I feel like the work that I put in this off season back at home with Matt Swope and then leading over to spring training and getting traded over here. I mean, not really knowing what to expect, knowing that the Giants might not even know what to expect because, you know, they haven't really seen a great sample size or really too many good numbers of what I did in Minnesota. So I just really took it as a clean slate and a fresh start and just really wanted to come out here and prove myself. Was kind of disappointed in myself in spring training, the way I performed, and kind of knew that I wasn't going to earn a spot on opening day, but kind of kept my head up and knowing that you got to stay ready because it's a long season. And when you get that shot, you got to make the most of it. And it's been really exciting for me and my family to be able to, really kind of seize this opportunity and try and do the most of it. I know we're not done yet, but so far it really has been really special for me.
And one of the highlights of the year was July 31st when you hit that ball in the cove right over the head of your mother. It was just insane.
Mom,
Your mom is a treasure. We had her on recently. She's so fun. But you are a junior. So around the house, what do they call you? Your mom dropped that they call you Monty. So that's your family name. Do the guys in the clubhouse, do they call you Lamont, late game Lamont, late night Lamont, or do they call you Monty?
It depends on the guy. If we're talking about Longo or, you know, somebody like Gosman or like that, then, you know, they're calling me late night, you know, and we're having fun with it. They call me late night. Now, if we're talking anybody else, it's pretty much Lamont. I would say the only guy in the clubhouse who has called me Monty is Austin Slater. Before the games, we kind of have our little pregame rituals with the handshakes and everything, and I say, come on, Slates, and he says, come on, Monty, and then, you know, it's kind of cool. And but in that regard, Slates is probably the only guy who's calling me Monty so far, yes.
By the way, I just noticed this about you. You were born on January 1st. I have a son that was born on January 3rd. Do you get ripped off during the holidays? Because what I do is I get, like, Christmas presents for him, then I hold Christmas presents back for his birthday, which is like less than a week later. You get completely ripped off. So he's figured this out. And so we have to have another thing in June because he's like, come on. So how does that's no good, right? When you're born on January 1st?
Yeah. You do get kind of ripped off on the presents, you know, because sometimes they say, well, here's your Christmas and your birthday present, you know, and it's like one present, but it's like, come on, like those are two separate days. Sometimes you get ripped off, you know, but, you know, as you get a little older, you kind of figure out the game a little bit. And I think that's a great idea about your son, about figuring out that, you know,
that's what you have to
have the celebration in June. I think that is the move. I wish I was a little smarter and picked it up a little earlier to do that.
Lamont, you know what happens is that, so he wants to have a birthday party, but everybody's like away. And then when they come back, it's like no one wants to come to a birthday party because they just spent a bunch of money and their credit cards are really high. And so we started to go, okay, we'll do a water slide thing or something in June and we'll get presents.
Yeah.
And so he gets a second one because he actually complained about it early enough. He's 17 now, so it's like whatever. But yeah, he always felt like it was a ripoff, you know? So
I'm with him. I'm with him. It is definitely a ripoff, and especially the ones where they say, "Well, here's your Christmas present," and oh, by the way, also that's your birthday present too. You know, those were the worst. Yeah,
I'm going to send this clip to your mom and see if she agrees with this. She's going to get all over you. Well, you know what she told us about when she was on recently? These ping pong matches you had, and she's a hell of a player, and she's got the machine feeding, and your father had a bad shoulder, he can't play. How much ping pong do you play, and do you attribute that at all to your great hand-eye coordination?
In the off season, I play a lot. You know, I go over my mom and dad's house all the time and play ping pong with her. You know, she's always like my mom. She's a competitor. You know, she always wants to compete. I feel like that's why she kind of got me that ping pong robot when I was young because she got tired of me playing with her. You know, they had to work at night, and I wanted to play all night. So she got me a robot for my 16th or 15th birthday.
See, there's a good birthday present for him, John, on January 1st.
That also counted as a Christmas present.
It's two for one?
Okay. You know, it's a two for one. Okay. And then once me and my brother moved out the house, you know, went to college, she really – stay with it, and she kept playing on that robot. She goes to tournaments all the time. She plays all the time. In Maryland, there's like this open gym thing that she does where they have a whole bunch of ping pong tables set up, and like from 7 to 9, anybody can come in and play, and she'll do that from 7 to 9, and then she'll go to work at 10 o'clock. And then, she loves it. And as far as ping pong contributed to hand-eye coordination, I mean, it definitely can't hurt it. I mean, I feel like it definitely helps, I feel like, for sure. But no, it's definitely a hobby that I love to do, and love to do with my mom and dad and my family and my brother too. I mean, you know, we just come over to the house and eat some food and go downstairs and just compete all night. You know, so it's definitely a lot of fun.
Do you roll a ping pong table in the clubhouse? You guys play among your teammates?
No. The last time we played,
they're afraid of you.
I have heard that Flores is pretty good. I played him one time, and then kind of got the best of Flo, and he didn't. I haven't played Flo again, but we played a little bit in spring training with the staff and everybody like that. But other than that, we haven't really had too many ping pong tables around. So the last time was probably in spring training. Yeah,
very cool. Hey, Lamont, congratulations for as a team. Great season for you guys and individually. And it was our pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much, and good luck the rest of the way.
Hey, thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
You got it, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you for your time.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.